Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Masacker's here. Tom is a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top branding experts on the planet. He is the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award. He's the author of so many books I can't see over the top of the stack. A Brand New World, A Clear Eye for Branding, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief. You're starting to get the picture. He's our good friend, Tom Masacker. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
It's doing great. It's good to have you back, Tom. Hey, Tom, we got... We're hard by, we're actually square in the middle of two big events in American, in the life of Americans. We just had the Super Bowl and a couple of days ago. And now, today, your citizenry there in the Granite State, your home state, you guys are going to the polls today.
And that's true.
You guys are going to decide who you want to be the nominees for the two different parties. So, you guys have had a couple of heady days to look at options to pull for one group or another, haven't you?
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? It's funny, Jim. When people think about brand and marketing, right, they often think of those two big shows, the Super Bowl advertising and all of the presidential advertising, the political advertising, right? So maybe you and I should pull back the curtains on those stages a little bit, and there's a few lessons, but there's some myths too. So maybe we can help people see what those things are. Let's start with the Super Bowl commercials. It's $5 million, Jim, for 30-second ads. That's $166,666 per second.
Mm-hmm.
So for what? So let me tell you for what. To get people to like the ads. Then to talk about the ad, to spread the brand name.
Even if it's controversial, right?
Yeah, spread the brand name all over the internet, right? Why? Because this is what's going on with these types of products. They wanted to create this top-of-mind awareness and likability. So at the time of consideration or purchase, you're standing in line at the store, you see this candy bar, you smile because you just saw this crazy ad, and you buy it. Because with products that really don't have much differentiation, we choose what pops into our busy mind. Whatever it is that connects with us emotionally, our identity. So that's what they're hoping for, right? We go on this kind of like a little autopilot. Oh, yeah, that's funny. Let me buy that candy bar. Now, it's the same thing, and this is sad, with political messaging. Because if you look
Can I stop you for a second?
Go ahead.
The one with the dachshunds and the ketchup. You see that one?
And I can't even remember what it was.
This is the one where they've got dachshunds. They got little buns on the outside of the dachshunds.
Yeah.
They're running along like little, they're wiener dogs, right? So that commercial was all about, at the end, it was all about the Hunts or Heinz or whatever. I can't remember which one, about their condiments, right? It just made me want to go out and buy a dachshund. It didn't make me want to buy it because I wanted to go buy a dachshund.
No, look, so two things were wrong with that. One, you can't remember if it was Hunt or Heinz.
Yeah.
So when you get to the store and you're staring at those two things, you're not even going to remember to smile.
Right.
Unless they have.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I just wonder. I'm going to bet that somebody is going to report in a few months that the interest in dachshunds went up. This year.
Well, of course, because that's what made you really emotionally engaged.
They're the cutest little things you've ever seen. They were so sweet. You know, who doesn't want one of those, right?
Yeah. So that's not the actual experience that they want you to remember. They want you to remember eating a hot dog.
That was my point. Is you know, it was really a cute little commercial, but But it didn't land. It didn't land to me. It didn't hit me between the eyes the way they wanted it to.
That one didn't work. But you see what the intention is of these ads, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing with political messaging. And I hate to call this out. I really do, right? I'm getting ready to leave here and hit the polls as soon as I walk out the door. But politics is really nothing more than a big reality show.
Yeah, that's right.
What it's about
and a reality show / beauty contest.
Yep, listen, it's about awareness, big-time pandering, right? Tell everyone what they want to hear.
Right.
And spread the brand name. Again, through social media, traditional media, get your name out there and have it really powerfully associated with particular voters want to hear. And what's that driven by? Very simply, their frustration, their
right.
desires. They're basically their personal identity. This is what's going on in my life. I hate it. This guy says he's going to fix it. That's the guy I'm voting for,
mm-hmm.
period, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
So let's give you the key insights for small businesses from those two things, Super Bowl and political advertising. The first key insight, it's all about identity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the driver of brand choice. Every one of our politicians and the advertisers out there spent a hell of a lot of money to learn that particular insight. We shop where we shop, we buy what we buy in order to validate who we think we are to ourselves. So that's a key insight. But what the Super Bowl ads and political marketing don't show you, because it's irrelevant, is the second key brand insight. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm, tell me.
Okay. It's that after you have chosen this brand, it's the experience with it
mm-hmm.
that validates your initial feeling mm-hmm. and reinforces your identity to yourself. And the reason that politicians don't care and candy bar manufacturers don't care is because there is no real experience after you vote
mm-hmm.
for them that matches what your expectations
mm-hmm.
were. All right? You're not going to see a bunch of dachshunds running through your backyard
right.
as you squirt ketchup or whatever onto your hot dog. So that's really the insight. Yes, you have to make sure you're appealing to people's identity, their specific desires and frustrations. But number two, once they choose you,
right.
give them an experience that validates that.
Because that's going to make them come back, and that's what you want. As you've heard me say before, Tom, the only day that makes me happier than when I get a big customer is when they renew their contract.
No, listen, all business is about repeat business.
That's
what people are forgetting.
That's exactly right, folks. That's where you're different from the politicians and the Super Bowl commercials. Think about that while we take a quick break. We'll come back with Tom Asacker after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.